fun.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Fun. Fun to be had. And you could see them live. Oh, God, I wish I could go. Maybe I could, but anyway, that was OCs. They are, I think they might have been called something else at the time. The OCs. Yeah, they just recently changed the name slightly. The song Tidal Wave, which was originally put out in 2009. They're playing live at Sled Island in Calgary. Where did I write my notes about Sled Island? I guess I didn't. Oh, right there. June 21st to 25th. Yeah. That'd be some jet-setting moves, eh? Just fly into Calgary. I guess that'd be kind of... It'd be kind of a little gross, given the heat wave and everything. But, I don't know. Teleportation? Can we just develop a teleporter that is... I don't know. Uses algae or something, like... Anyway, before that one, we heard True Story by Outta Halifax. See what I did there? And that's just a single, I think. It was put out in May of this year. First song in the set, O-D-O-P-A. Wait a minute. That stands for something, and it's over here in... Our Dudes of Perpetual Assault, O-D-O-P-A, the name of the song, by a band called Pudding, out of Vancouver, and that came off of Pop Over, which was put out in 2019, I guess. They're playing that Music Waste Festival I was telling you about earlier. Okay, so that was that. Now I'll do the next thing, right? I mean, I don't know. I was supposed to have a guest tonight, but it's a little hard to coordinate. I will be playing one of the songs that they requested, and interestingly, they sent me three songs they were interested in hearing tonight, or, you know, talking about. And one of them was already on my list, so that's kind of cool, eh? Yeah. But that is the thing. I love to have a guest here to chat with so that I don't really feel like I'm just blathering. But I could remember that. You're out there listening, right? So I'm actually just talking to you, telling you all about it. How about we listen to these songs, and we'll talk again in a sec.
Thank you.
that is a new one from Hawkwind. 35th album for that band. Let's see here now. Got my notes are a little buried. Yeah, The End, the song, and Hawkwind, 35th studio album. The album is called The Future Never Waits. It was put out this April. So that's super rad. I love that. Undying spirit, energy that true musicians have to continuing along that journey. It's like a vocation that, for some, certainly, it just never ends. Like, they would just play till their fingers fall off, basically. So, kudos, and also, like, much respect. And I like that song. I was listening to it, and I was like, oh, that's kind of catchy, that's kind of cool, sort of proggy. It was evoking, like, Stranglers or something for me. And then I saw that it was Hawkwind. I was like, oh, cool. Like, you know, anyway, I didn't even really expect that. But anyway, blah, blah, blah. I just like to listen to music with a very open mind. I try not to put any preconceptions on it. Try not to, anyway. I mean, there's obviously stuff I'm, like, expecting not to like, right? But I've found, like, to be very open listening to music without actually judging who it is based on any, like, any particular criteria. I mean, it can be really liberating, so I do recommend it. The song we heard before that one is also a new one by a band called Lucifer. They're from Germany. It's Johanna Platau Andersen's band. I don't know if I said their name very well, but her name. But it, they started in 2014. That's their new one. A Coffin Has No Silver Lining. Just thought the title sort of stood out to me, so I gave it a whirl. Alrighty. We are at the, let's see, we're almost at the top of the first hour, and we haven't hit 15 songs yet. Whoops. Okay, I'm going to try to get through the next three before 8 o'clock. I think I can do it. Yeah, it looks like it. And then I'll come back to get us started on the second hour of Wave Station. All right, here you go. We'll be right back.
I got best poser down at the Louisiana Championships, and it is real important because your presentation as you are posing, you know, can help you to win or lose, you know, depending upon how well you do it.
Your workouts now, what do you try to work on? What's your schedule? How many times a week do you work out? I know it takes a lot of work to get where you are.
Yes, sir. It's usually 4 days a week and about an hour, hour and a half each day. And I try to go real fast through the workouts and not a lot of resting and everything.